Hey everyone, this is Quinn. This is the Q&A podcast and I run online businesses. That's what I do. This podcast is one of those businesses. It is online. And although this is not a business, let me tell you that right now, the podcast is not a money maker. Let me tell you that I do not make money from the podcast. It actually costs me close to 10 Canadian dollars every single episode. This is episode 98. So that means I'm in the hole about $1,000 to make this podcast. So the reason I do this is just to offer content. So the podcast pretty much offers you content if you wish. It is, everything is free. Everything I put out there to teach people is free. Just like the question I have today that came in from the LinkedIn, career advice, LinkedIn career advice, where I am a career advice coach for LinkedIn. And this one is from Oindamola. I hope to work in social media management, marketing, and content creation. What would be your advice in terms of education? So, Oindamola, thank you very much for your question. Happy for you that you want to work in social media management, marketing, content creation. That's great. All the opportunities are there, right? It looks like the whole world is now revolving around social media and marketing and all that stuff. So it seems to me like you are picking a great path, and you know, everything online changes really quick. So tomorrow it may not be, at the time that I'm recording this podcast, it is really good. Great opportunity. Now, field of study you asked for, or let me see, what would be your advice in terms of education? In terms of education, I'm going to have to be completely honest. I'm not going to recommend to go to college and take anything in college. I believe for social media management and for content creation, the best thing would be to take an online course. You know, content creation would be, I don't know, maybe even some copywriting course. Or to be honest, you can go to YouTube these days and get almost all the information, not almost, all the information you want. You can get it for free on YouTube. It's just on a course, it is all put together in neatly order for you, so you can do the step by step instead of jumping around and losing time. But if you have time, you can go to YouTube and get all the information you need for free. And then another thing that happens is social media management also requires a bit of playing with it. So open your own accounts, of course, if you don't already have them. And just start going at it and start building something for yourself. And that's going to give you the experience. And you know, you can create pages on Facebook, several pages. You can create a group and test with that. And groups are very, very good for social media management. You know, if you create a group that has lots of members, it is amazing what you can do with that. But to create a big group, you need to follow certain techniques. So there's a group out there, which is the MEC, Millennial Entrepreneur Community. Arne Giske is the guy that runs that group. He also has a training, coaching on how to create big groups. And overnight, but it was not overnight, of course. But Arne, within, I would say, probably a year, he reached 50,000 people in his group, and it's growing super fast. And he now does, he speaks at conferences, he teaches people how to do it. He also has his own course. And if you go to the MIC community, the Millennium Entrepreneur Community, you can go there and you can download for free, click on Arne's profile, and you can download for free a cheat sheet teaching you how to grow your group. Not only for you on the Mola, but for anybody that wants or has a group and wants to grow that group or wants to start a group, you can get that free cheat sheet from Arne Giske. I believe you go on the group and then he has a pinned post with this cheat sheet. But enough about groups. So that's my advice. In terms of education, this is not going to give you a diploma. You're not going to get no certification. But you are going to get the skills that you need is by just copying somebody that has done it before, learning from somebody that has done it before, or again, go to YouTube and get all that. That's all I recommend you to do. Don't go into school. Don't start studying 4 or 5 years and get into student loan debt. None of that. I don't know. It looks like you have a BA in gender studies at UManitoba. You Manitoba, Nigerian students. Okay, gotcha. So you are a student already, and you probably already have that student debt. But that's my recommendation is try to take as much advantage of the free resources that are out there if you have time to do so. That's my advice. Thank you very much for your question, and I wish you the best. Good luck.